This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear plant faced, quote, a perhaps more dangerous phase, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog said on Wednesday, after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is coming under repeated shelling. On Wednesday, he also said he was putting aside the plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The president announced he planned $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Mr. Biden announced more than $400 million for similar programs in 2021 when he last held such an event. Rights advocates say there is little evidence the countries joining the summit have made progress on improving their democracies. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in hospital for treatment, the Vatican said in a statement on Wednesday, amid concern for the 86-year-old's condition. The statement said the pontiff was taken to a Rome hospital after complaining of breathing difficulties over the past few days.